Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Today, the North American Leaders Summit begins in Ottawa, Canada, and President Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto have a chance to show bickering Europe this week what a real regional alliance looks like. The EU does have some real credibility on setting tough limits on climate change, though, and carbon emissions. And to match the EU's resolve, the US, Canada, and Mexico, among the world's top energy producers and consumers, are pledging to generate 50% of North America's energy from zero carbon sources by 2025, a number that currently stands at 37% today. Paul Bledsoe, president of Bledsoe and Associates, LLC, and a former climate advisor in the Bill Clinton White House, says this is big.
It's really a remarkable pledge, given that North America is an fossil fuel producing superpower, right? You know, the United States is the largest producer of both oil and gas in the world. The U.S. also has the largest coal reserves in the world. Canada has the third largest oil reserves in their tar sands, oil sands. And Mexico is a massive oil and gas producer. So not only are we a huge consumer, but we're a huge producer in North America of fossil fuels. And so to take a pledge that half of the energy from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico is going to come from clean sources is really extraordinary. And to me, it shows how compelling the climate change challenge is to global leaders.
But politically speaking, Trudeau's just beginning his term. Peña Nieto is out in 2 years, and President Obama is out next January. How much continuity can there possibly be from this meeting?
That's a good point. I think Trudeau is central in the sense that obviously Harper and the Conservatives in Canada had been in control of that government for almost a decade. And so I believe that he really is going to undertake a whole series of measures to increase Canada's renewable energy portfolio and technologies and try to reduce the greenhouse gas footprint of oil sands. In the U.S., I think that the likelihood is Hillary Clinton will be elected president and will continue and maybe even increase the climate change policies of President Obama. And in Mexico, they're very interested in increasing their natural affinity for wind, solar, and other renewables. So I think these trends are irreversible despite the political winds.
These numbers you describe are large, and meeting these targets in the United States will involve greater erosion in the already soft demand for coal, which is a politically sensitive issue in many places around the country. Can the United States meet these targets without building nuclear?
There are real challenges in meeting these goals, and let me describe a couple of them. The first is that U.S. demand for electricity is actually very low right now. Primarily, it's good news because energy efficiency measures are reducing the amount of energy we need per unit of GDP. So what's likely to happen is we're going to start shutting down coal, especially if the Supreme Court upholds Obama's Clean Power Plan regulations. As you know, the court stayed that set of regulations, and until the new president is sworn in and appoints a new Supreme Court justice, that case is unlikely to be heard. So the presidential election will determine whether the greenhouse gas emission regulations of the Obama administration become, in fact, enforced into law, and in turn, whether we can meet this renewable energy target. It's important also to note that the clean energy standard that the Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. leadership have pledged to includes both nuclear and carbon capture in addition to renewable energy. So it's a very broad standard, and it is entirely focused on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So for in the United States, nuclear still plays a big role, about 20% of our overall electricity and more than half of our low carbon electricity. So nuclear is going to have a role in the United States for the foreseeable future.
But is there going to be more nuclear capacity built?
Unlikely, because it's expensive compared especially to natural gas and even renewable energy. You know, the big story here in the technology of the last 5 to 10 years, John, is the extraordinary reduction in the price of renewable energy and especially solar energy. The cost of solar has gone down 80% in just the last 5 years. Solar energy is competitive with fossil fuels in most markets today. And if those prices continue to go down as the technology improves, I think we are going to see huge adoption of renewable energy as long as we can get our policy incentives right.
Paul Bledsoe, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Paul Bledsoe, president of Bledsoe & Associates, LLC, former climate advisor in the Bill Clinton White House.